This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for October 12th. I'm Paul Plack. Of the six balloons that launched Saturday morning in the America's Challenge gas balloon race, one was hit by gunfire about 800 feet AGL near Plainview, Texas Saturday evening. Troy Bradley and Shane Robinson made a precautionary landing after taking damage and were not injured. EAA's aluminum overcast B-17G is visiting Greenville Downtown Airport in South Carolina today and tomorrow. Tours and flights will be available. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University has representatives in the Houston area today to check out Ellington Airport as a possible new campus location. The FAA has granted approval to simulator vendor CAE to deliver the pilot training ground school for the Eurocopter AS-350 through a CAE Simfinity e-learning program. The Indian Air Force yesterday began an evaluation of Hawker Beechcraft's T-6C military trainer at Air Force Station Jamnagar in India. At stake are orders that could total 100 aircraft. Group 3 Aviation is opening a new helicopter flight training and commercial helicopter service facility in Anchorage, Alaska this Saturday. Matt Greenhouse, Randy Kimball, and Alexander Moiseev of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center have all been honored with the 2010 Robert H. Goddard Award for Science. World-renowned scientists will address past, present, and future activities in the search for signs of life in the universe at a NASA symposium this Thursday in Virginia. And ComDev Europe has won a $7 million contract from the European Space Agency to develop a system for downlinking data from low-Earth orbit satellites through geosynchronous satellites. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, part one of a long talk with EAA's new president, Rod Hightower, who tells me the story of his start in aviation. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.